Good evening, and welcome to Evening Compline. Before we end our day with sleep, let's begin our time of prayer with silence. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Let us humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty Father, who for the great love of your creation did give your dearly beloved Son to die for us, grant that through his cross our sins may be put away and remembered no more against us, that cleansed by his blood and mindful of his sufferings, we may take up our cross daily and follow him in newness of life until we come to his everlasting kingdom through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from the book of 1 Peter. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept for you in heaven, who through faith are shielded by God's power, until the coming salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. A reading from the book of Isaiah. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. Though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hands. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied by the knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. A reading from the book of Romans. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received a spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with the Spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we also may be glorified with him. A reading from the book of Matthew. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are labored and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Into your hands, O Lord, I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, hear our prayers, and let our cry come to you. O Lord, who has pity for all our weakness, put away from us worry and every anxious fear, that having ended the labors of this day and committed our tasks, ourselves, and all we love into your keeping, we may now, that night is coming, receive from you the priceless gift of sleep through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils, dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of the night, so that we, who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life, may rest in your eternal changelessness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, and drive from far from it all snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us and preserve us in peace. And let your blessings be upon us always through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for the face of all people, to be a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant us a quiet night and at last a peaceful end, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us this night and forevermore. Amen.